As you've probably heard, Seth Blatter, the head of the International Soccer Federation, FIFA, resigned yesterday. That resignation comes just days before the Women's World Cup was set to begin in Canada. The U.S. team will have its first match June 8th, Monday, against Australia. Two Seattle stars are going to be there, midfielder Megan Rapinoe and goalie Hope Solo. Given the scandals that surround FIFA, will this Women's World Cup be tainted as well? Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer says compared to what's going on with men's soccer, the controversy surrounding the Women's World Cup is pretty tame.
The biggest controversy, near as I can determine, and I'm not a big sports fan, but I do check out the sports pages, is they're being played on artificial turf. BC Place Stadium is an indoor facility. It does have a removable roof, but they're playing on artificial turf, and there's been some grumbling from players and fans that artificial turf is not nearly as springy and as much fun for soccer as grass surfaces. The Canadian officials and the managers at BC Place Stadium have pointed out that no countries bid against Canada for this, so it was kind of a default decision on our part. We have artificial turf. That's what we have in the stadium, and that's what people are going to play on. So there's been, I guess if that's your biggest controversy compared to taking bribes and corruption, it's a fairly low-key event.
Vaughn, the FIFA General Secretary had announced before Seth Blatter's resignation that he would not be attending a pre-tournament news conference. What was involved in that?
Apparently some critical business in Switzerland. He made that announcement, I think, actually, when Blatter himself was still in office. Blatter of himself was also expected to attend the final in Vancouver at BC Place on July 5th. I don't think he'll be there now. So, look, the irony is people are saying that one of the more positive legacies of Blatter's time as head of the International Association is the rise and flourishing of Women's World Cup soccer. So let's hope it continues to head in that direction and maybe the men's get a little less attention.
Hockey is your national sport in Canada. You mentioned that you thought it would be great if women's soccer got more attention. How much is the media watching this tournament?
It's getting a fair amount of attention, and tickets are selling well, which is good. I think there's been we don't really have that much to compare it to since we've never hosted the Women's World Cup before. But it's doing pretty well. I think there will be, there's been some good coverage of this. The Canadian team performed underwhelmingly in the last tournament in 2011. So they say expectations are low this time. Well, almost anything would be an improvement. They're kind of apologetic for that. So everybody's kind of rooting for them. The Japanese are the reigning tournament champions, so I guess maybe the favorite this time as well. But we shall see. I think there will be a certain amount of attention paid to the Women's World Cup. That's a good thing. Canada, by the way, is thinking of bidding for the Men's World Cup sometime in the next decade. I don't know whether we're in the bribe offering league enough to get it, but we'll see, I guess.
Well, you mentioned Canada's team underwhelming. The U.S. team is actually pretty good, and the sport is huge, women's soccer as well as men's soccer in Seattle. Two Seattle stars are on the U.S. national team. So if the Canadians don't make it to the finals, but the U.S. does, what kind of support do you think the U.S. team will get from your fellow Canadians?
That's an interesting thought, and I would guess that probably would be the default team to be cheering for. Much the same way Canadians usually end up cheering for an American team in the Stanley Cup final, since it's been a while since a Canadian team made it. So Tampa Bay and Chicago, everybody's squaring off on that. Of course, some of the players on the team are Canadians. It's just that they're located somewhere else.
Well, you mentioned the finals for the Women's World Cup will be in Vancouver, and I know you guys have had a lot of practice given that the Olympics were held there not that long ago. Are you expecting a large influx?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of people come to see the final. I think there's 9 or 10 games altogether will be played in Vancouver, so they're strung out over the month. But the final, I'm sure, will be well attended. As I say, the ticket sales are already going well for some of the games in other Canadian cities. And look, if the American team makes the final or the Canadian team, we hope. I'm sure there'll be even more interest. I expect people will come up from the state, from Seattle to see it.
Vaughn Palmer's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun and a regular Wednesday guest on The Record. The Women's Soccer World Cup starts Saturday, June 6th. The U.S. women play their first match against Australia Monday, June 8th. That game's in Winnipeg. The finals to be held in Vancouver, July 4th and 5th.